Thank you. Now, to change the tone, the topic, and everything, I told Allison that because I teach English, and for many of the years that I taught it, I was what we jokingly refer to a composition slave. I was sometimes called like 1 week before the quarter began and told by my department chairman, we need you to teach a course, and that'll be starting next Monday. You have to teach literature since the beginning of time up to the Renaissance. And, for slave wages, of course. And you said, yeah, because there were a million other graduate students who would do it, for free or something. And so I ended up, like, reading. 1 year I taught from the Old Testament through the Renaissance, second period, and I taught, like, from Beowulf up to that time. And, like, I was always in a time warp, not quite understanding what century. I had to look at my notes. Where am I today? And but one of the things that happened was that during the time when I was really learning about the difficulty of being a woman and in the job situation, and I was trying to teach these things in a egalitarian way. I wanted my students to understand that women had made a difference in history and literature, but then there were no women. When they were there, they didn't have a voice. And don't worry, I'm not going to go into a militant diatribe. I don't have the energy for that anymore. But what happened was that, for example, I taught the Odyssey, which I love, and the character of Penelope, a smart woman, a queen, and we are asked to believe that for 20 years, while her husband was out having a blast, sleeping with goddesses, and eating well, she was there weaving and unweaving a shroud for her father-in-law, And I said, no, I have to do something about this, or I'm really going to start feeling resentful about literature since the beginning of time. And so what I did for myself was I wrote a series of poems called